After 3 days of silence from my lawyer boyfriend, I drafted an apology text just to get him to the courthouse for our wedding. But the moment I hit send, his childhood sweetheart posted their marriage license online. After all this time, it's still you. Coworkers gossiped in the comments, waiting for my meltdown. I simply replied, "Invite me to the baby shower. I'll bring a generous gift." The post vanished. He called, voice sharp, "Audrey needed legal help. It's just paperwork. Must you be so dramatic? Apologize publicly now, and I'll marry you after she recovers." He forgot this was his 67th cancellation. When he hung up, expecting me to beg during his usual breakup countdown, I didn't play along. My resignation was already submitted. After I ignored more than a dozen of his frantic calls, he finally sent a furious text. "Jenna, have you lost your mind? How dare you hang up on me? You screwed up, and you think you have the right to be angry? You have 5 minutes to post an apology. Otherwise, we're done." In our 10 years together, I'd heard threats like this 100 times. And every single time, I was the one to cave, to apologize, to beg. This was the first time I'd ever just hung up on him. When I didn't immediately respond, Dylan started his signature social media countdown. He had a rule: 3 days of silent treatment meant we were broken up by default. My devotion had made him arrogant, and he wielded this rule like a weapon, using the public pressure of the countdown to break me every time we fought. For 10 years, it had worked perfectly. I would always crack just before the timer ran out. But this time was different. I was tired. I was done being his fool. Shortly after Dylan's post, his childhood sweetheart, Audrey, posted one of her own, making sure to tag me. It was just a little joke with Dylan. I didn't mean for it to go public. I had no idea Jenna would react so strongly. Now I'm almost afraid to talk to her in case I accidentally set her off again. Dylan, who rarely ever touched his social media, was the first to like it. That's her problem, Audrey. Don't blame yourself. And why set it to friends only? If you want to post something, post it for the world to see. It was obvious who her was. Our mutual friends, all dependent on Dylan for business, quickly chimed in with their support. "Jenna is so petty. Audrey, don't let someone like that get you down. No wonder Dylan won't marry her. I wouldn't marry a woman that insecure either." I let out a bitter laugh. He would bend over backward to defend Audrey, to shield her from the slightest discomfort. But me, his girlfriend of 10 years? I was always met with cold indifference. Audrey could sneeze, and he would cancel our appointment at the courthouse. If I complained, he would get angrier than me, accusing me of being controlling and small-minded. And now, when I finally chose to let go and congratulate them, he was still the one blaming me, using his stupid countdown to force an apology. The truth was, there was no right or wrong here. The scales of love had tipped long ago. "Ma'am, the man on this ID is already legally married. Would you like to reschedule with someone else?" The clerk at the marriage license bureau looked at me with pity. I took the ID back with a small smile. "That's an option to consider." The young couple behind me cheered as I stepped out of line. It was Valentine's Day, and appointments were impossible to get. I had been waiting here since dawn just to get a spot. But now, looking at the appointment form in my hand, I didn't hesitate. I tore it into pieces and threw it in the trash. I had filled out that form 67 times. I had given him 67 chances. Each time, I had shown up just like today, full of hope, watching other couples come and go as I waited for him. And each time, just before our appointment, he would call with an excuse about an urgent matter at the firm. When I questioned him, he'd throw his clients in my face. "Jenna, a client's case is their entire life on the line. Are you really asking me to abandon them for a piece of paper? How can you be so selfish?" He would say it with such righteous indignation, his voice dripping with condescension. He never knew that after he ditched me for Audrey, she would send me taunting messages. "Dylan's cooking is amazing. I bet you've never had it, have you? I walked a little too far today, and Dylan was so worried he bought me a luxury car. I seem to recall you're still using a bike share, right?" And now, he had gone so far as to get a marriage license with her. It was time for our relationship to end. For good. As soon as I walked out of the courthouse, I saw that my resignation request had been rejected. HR told me that Dylan hadn't been in the office for days and couldn't approve it. They gave me an address and told me to find him myself. Determined to leave properly, I gritted my teeth and went. The address was a pool hall. Audrey had posted earlier that she wanted to learn to play pool, and Dylan, the workaholic, had apparently been skipping work for days to teach her. When I found them, he was leaning over her, his body pressed against hers, guiding her shot. The moment Audrey saw me, a contemptuous smirk crossed her lips. A few of his office sycophants who were with them gathered around, nudging each other. "Well, well, look who's here for Mr. Anderson. Told you, the 3-day countdown wouldn't even last one. She always comes crawling back. Our boss really has her whipped. One word and she's on her knees. All right, enough talk. Pay up, losers." I frowned. I'd heard these taunts countless times before, but they had never grated on me like this. "I'm not here to make up." My words were met with a burst of laughter. "Oh, stop pretending, Jenna. Everyone knows you're Dylan's ultimate lapdog. You couldn't be chased away with a stick." I ignored them and held out the resignation papers. "Dylan, I need your signature." Just as he was about to look at the documents, Audrey whined, "Dylan, honey, how do I hit this one?" He immediately dropped the papers, pulled his personal seal from Audrey's pocket, and tossed it to me. "Sign it yourself. And don't come bothering me here again. I'm teaching Audrey." Dylan was obsessed with his privacy. His safe was off limits to me. He would shield his phone screen even when just entering a passcode. And his personal seal? He never let it out of his sight. But now, he had just given it to Audrey. He was so preoccupied with her that he couldn't even be bothered with official company documents. I clutched the stamped resignation form, my heart feeling like a cavern with a cold wind blowing through it. I turned to leave, but Dylan called out to me. "Audrey's busy for the next few days. You can handle her caseload for her." He tossed a thick stack of files at me, each one with nothing but a title written on the front. I'd lost count of how many times he'd asked me to do Audrey's work. All I knew was that every time I finished, she would take the credit, but if I made a single mistake in the rush, the blame would fall squarely on my shoulders. Sometimes, I'd lose my temper and refuse. He would then accuse me of being heartless, of not caring about him or the firm. He'd say if I didn't do it, he would, and I, feeling guilty about his workload, would always cave. But all my sacrifices had only earned me his entitlement and contempt. But now, I was no longer an employee. The firm's business was no longer my problem. No, I've resigned. Before I could finish, Audrey's whiny voice cut in. Dylan, it's okay. If Jenna doesn't want to do it, I can do it myself. Dylan immediately softened. You just went through a divorce. You're in no state to work. Go on, have fun. Don't worry about it. Then, his tone toward me turned to ice. Don't you understand? You've already upset Audrey enough with that social media stunt. Now I'm giving you a chance to make it up to her, and you're refusing? You keep this up, and in 3 days, you could be on your knees begging, and I still wouldn't take you back. I almost laughed. My mother had passed away unexpectedly, and I had been so grief-stricken I'd fainted multiple times. All Dylan had said was, when you're done crying, get back to the office on time. There's a lot of work to be done. But Audrey? She'd been divorced for 2 years, and she could still use it as an excuse to skip work. Then don't take me back. I don't care. I turned to leave. Dylan's face was a mask of shock. The co-workers were stunned into silence. Audrey, however, just chuckled. Jenna, if you don't want to do the work, just say so. There's no need to play these hard-to-get games. At her words, the tension in Dylan's face immediately eased, replaced by his usual confident smirk. His voice softened. All right, Jenna, I know I've been neglecting you lately. Just be a good girl and finish Audrey's work, and in 3 days, I'll go with you to get the license, okay? I scoffed. The same empty promises. But this time, I wasn't buying. I didn't answer. I just walked away. The co-workers started their snide remarks again. What's the point of pretending? Just watch, by tomorrow at the latest, she'll be back, begging. A wicked thought crossed my mind. I wanted to see them lose their bet. I smirked and looked back at them. Fine, you just wait and see.